Hey, I hear you won the chance to have God answer any question you ask.
Yes, I did.
What are you going to ask?
Why do your shoestrings only break when you're in a hurry? You know how that is. You're late for an interview. And...
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
You can ask God anything. Why don't you ask him something profound, like, what's the meaning of life?
I thought about that, but that was answered through King Solomon in the Bible.
Oh, well then how about, why do bad things happen to good people?
The book of Job answers that. I wanted to ask something the Bible doesn't address.
What about, what does God want you to do?
The book of John, chapter 6. I tell you, with all the answers the Bible has, reading it is like having God right there in your living room. The thing I didn't see addressed was shoestrings.
Oh, okay. By the way, stressful situations cause you to use excessive force. Thus, you break your shoestrings.
Fine. Now I have to come up with another question.
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-52-FUNNY at lifelinepro.com.
And now, an End Times update.
Our first report for August is going to focus on the tracking technology that we've been keeping a close eye on. In fact, we're going to be going to a couple different parts of the world to see what's going on. We'll start with Japan. There, growing concerns about the safety of school children has led one community to initiate a project that will see the little tykes tracked by radio frequency identification tags, the kind that are used in supply chain management all around the world. According to the Osaka Bureau of Telecommunications, tags will be provided to a primary school and then will be attached to the clothing and other personal articles, like name tags in school bags. Tag readers will be installed at the school gate and at other key locations. Now, this radio tracking technology will be able to transmit to a central database by wireless connection, and the tagged items can be tracked in real or near real time. The Osaka Bureau didn't provide details about how the system will be set up or at what cost, but these tracking chips will be presented in a variety of graphical formats, and the more sophisticated tags will be able to record, as we said, not only locations, but events. In a related story, Japan Telecom recently began promoting software that allows office workers carrying the radio frequency reader-enabled PDAs to scan radio tags on their telephone. The system allows a central switching operation to map calls for those workers to the phones that are closest to wherever they're working. Well, let's jump into warp drive here and see what's going on with our neighbors south of the border. Ah, Mexico. Attorney General Rafael Macedo announced that he had a microchip inserted under the skin of one of his arms to give him access to a new crime database and to enable him to be traced if he's ever abducted. A number of his staff had also been fitted with the chips, and it will give them exclusive and secure access to a national computerized database for crime investigators. Macedo told reporters, "It's an area of high security. It's necessary that we have access to this through a chip, which, what is more, is unremovable. The system is here and I already have it. It's solely for access, for safety, and so that I can be located at any moment, wherever I am." He admitted that the chip hurt just a little. Now, these chips are going to enable the wearer to be found anywhere inside of Mexico in the event of an assault or kidnapping. And kidnapping is a huge problem there. 1992 to 2002, Mexico has seen over 15,000 kidnappings, second only to the war-torn area of Colombia. Crime fighting is a dangerous business in Mexico, too. Police are notoriously corrupt, and their political figures and investigative journalists sometimes risk assassination. And you know what I think? I think that Attorney General Rafael Macedo has just told any potential kidnappers that the first thing they need to do if they kidnap him is to cut off his arms. And you thought they were unremovable. Really now, General?
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges! Oh, no.
Lord, I'm tired of all the questions. Lord, I'm tired.
You're the end.